Tammy, it's like taking sermons serious and going into pizza places and being a weirdo.
I was a weirdo before that.
That's true. That's true.
Last Saturday night, Sam was preaching on the Holy Spirit is in us, the same Holy Spirit that was in,
Peter and Paul, those kind of guys.
Yeah. And not that I've struggled with this before, but this is just an example of what he was talking about. Saturday after church, my two girls and I left to go stop and get pizza before we went home to eat it. And we were at Cheesy's Pizza. And I forgot to call ahead, so I had to sit for 15 minutes and wait for it. And I was frustrated that I couldn't just get in and get back out. And so the girls were sitting out in the car, and I was just going to wait inside so I could grab it as soon as it was done and go. And so a young 20-something kid came stumbling in, and he was drunk and could hardly stand up and function. And not to be prejudiced, but he looked like a gangster, the way he was dressed. And
not like Carl's, what you're saying.
Yes. Yeah. So he had to wait also. So it was just me and him in this little area. And the workers went behind the wall. And I had Sam's message rattling around in my head about, it reminds me of the song we sing, "Let What We Do In Here Fill the Streets Out There."
Yeah.
And so I looked at this kid and I said, "Are you ready for Christmas?" And he looked at me. I'm sure he's thinking, "What is this old lady doing talking to me?" But he just started pouring, or he said, "No, not really." And I said, "You're having a rough night tonight, aren't you?" And he said, "I've been on probation. I have two probations. My girlfriend of 4 years just left me tonight, so I'm just getting plastered, and I'll probably go back to jail tomorrow." And so I talked to him about the choices we make now have lasting consequences, and that you're feeling empty, and only Jesus can fill that. And he said, "I've been to church a couple times on my own." And I said, "That's nice." I said, "Have you ever asked Jesus into your heart?" And he said, "Yeah, a couple times." Huh. And so I said, "Can I pray for you?" And he was like, "Yeah." So I stood up and went over to him. I said, "Can I put my hand on you?" And he didn't look real sure, but I did. And so I started praying for him, doing maybe a little deliverance, casting addiction out and stuff. And people and other customers coming in trying to get around me. But I kept praying. So when I got done, his pizza was ready, and I sat down, and he was sober, and he got his pizza and tray, looked at me and smiled, and he said, "You have a Merry Christmas. Thank you so much." And he walked out.
Sobering people up is your ministry. That's awesome. That's awesome. Thanks, Tammy. Yeah, just stepping out like that. We talked that night about us carrying the presence of Christ. Not just information about Jesus, right? We're carrying presence. And I think that's what was in, she was engaging that guy with presence. He was obviously oppressed like crazy. And so appreciate her stepping out. And however those things go, they're a success if we step out. Not by law or obligation, but just engaging people. Because I tell you, when you walk in the room, something happens. It really does in the spirit realm. And so, amen. Good.